Hi guys, and welcome to a new episode of Coffee with Kathy and Claire. I'm Kathy.
And I'm Claire, and this podcast is all about sharing our own personal experiences and struggles with modern day parenting.
And having a few laughs along the way. This show is for everyone, mums, dads, grandparents, foster parents, adoptees, everyone.
It's an outlet for all your struggles and to know that you are not alone.
So pop us on your Bluetooth in your car, headphones in while you're going for a walk, or do what I do and wear headphones while I tackle that never-ending pile of laundry.
Or just take the load off and have a coffee with Kathy and Claire.
And welcome back to another episode of Coffee with Kathy and Claire. This is our special Am I the Bell End edition. Hi, I'm Kathy.
I'm Claire.
And Claire does not know what I'm reading out when it comes to our Am I the Bell Ends, and she prefers that.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Why?
I actually don't know. It's easier than like already having it planned out, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. We just sort of started it and then it never really finished.
I think I enjoy the genuine reaction. Like,
yeah,
it's good. Good. All right, so I've got one for you. We were just having a conversation before we started this episode about breastfeeding and being, you know, some people say that breastfeeding means you're a good mom or not, you know, which is bullshit because fed is best. And we were talking about breastfeeding just now and how we were talking about wet nurses and things. And this is a little bit along those lines.
Yeah, we had quite a deep conversation about it actually, didn't we?
should have recorded.
Probably should have.
Okay, so actually we will be focusing on that. You probably, by the time this airs, you probably have heard a Fed is Best or one, you know, some kind of episode on that anyway. Yeah. So, am I the bell end for stealing my breast milk from my nephew?
I need more.
Okay. I can't even believe I'm posting this. This is one of the most wild things that has ever happened to me. I, 26 female, have had my baby girl 4 months ago. She never latched to my breast, so I've exclusively been pumping her entire life. On average, my daughter eats about 30 ounces of milk a day, and I produce about 40 ounces of milk a day. I'm not sure how much an ounce is. I'm not American. I'm guessing
it's not much. Probably, it's pretty much the same.
It's probably about, 100 mil?
I don't know, but we did it in ounces in the UK. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Most days I'm able to freeze about 4 to 10 ounces. I'm lucky if I can freeze 10. My plan
I feel you. I went through that.
My plan, oh God, I was a milking machine. Gosh.
Oh, I was the opposite. I was like her. And you know what? Nathan will remember, he spilt the milk. I'd spent nearly 2 hours, 2 hours of like pumping milk out for Jared when he was born. And Nathan come in and knocked it over with his big man hands. And I just looked at him.
And you
he
just
looked
cried.
At me and I cried. And and Nathan said, oh, I guess that's where they got
crying
that saying.
Milk.
Yeah, crying over spilt milk, isn't it? Which happened to make me laugh in a really like...
sad laugh. Cry laugh.
Yeah, like, oh my God, yeah, that's where it must come from. Woo.
But you know what? Like, my son was 7 weeks premature. And I was getting maybe 30, 40 mils on the first day, you know, and they're like, oh my God. And it was like custard yellow, which is supposed to be.
Yeah.
And they were like, you've got boobs made for.
Yeah. I remember a woman offered me breast milk in the hospital. Yeah.
But the thing is though, like I couldn't breastfeed with my first. So like, you know, I didn't even pump with my first.
Isn't that funny that you couldn't with your first?
But my second.
But your second, you had loads.
Oh, yeah.
It's so strange. Yeah, because I was in the same boat with both my kids. Anyway, carry on.
I think I was healthier anyway.
I was way healthier with my second pregnancy.
Okay. My plan is to eventually wean myself from pumping because it's time consuming and, frankly, I hate it. A labor of love, right? And to feed my daughter frozen milk. So she wants to get ahead as far as she can.
So she can freeze. Yeah, okay.
So, like, that's what we did, you know.
Yeah.
Harry drank frozen milk for about 6 months.
Well, it's milk banks. That's what the people who, in your position, they give it to premature babies or whatever the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite.
So my husband and I live in a small condo and our only freezer is attached to our fridge. So we don't have storage for the additional milk. Back in February, I asked my mum if I could utilize some of her freezer space, as she has a chest freezer, and store my frozen breast milk there. She was more than happy to help and even came to pick it up for me.
Yeah.
So this is her mother. She knew my plan was to eventually quit pumping and feed this milk to my daughter. Well, my brother, 22 male, and his girlfriend, 20 female, were about 6 months pregnant at the time. They both live at home with my mum, and I didn't think anything of it and continued to store it at the house. My mum made a weird comment back in April about how my brother's girlfriend, let's call her A, wasn't going to be as committed to breastfeeding as I had been, but that was okay because she could always feed my nephew some of the breast milk from the freezer. I was floored. I told her no, that milk is for my baby, and I was more than happy to take the milk to my dad's house to store it. They divorced. My mum kind of dismissed me by waving her hand and vaguely said, Yeah, I know it's your milk, but only in case of emergencies. I reiterated, no, it's my milk. And the subject was quickly dropped, but after that, I had a bit of a bad feeling. Fast forward to Saturday, my brother's girlfriend went into labor and gave birth to my nephew. Unfortunately, he inhaled amniotic fluid when he came out and had to have his lungs drained 3 times and was transferred to a different hospital to be in the NICU. He was born around 8:30 p.m. on Sunday night, Saturday night. Around 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, I received a call from my mum, panicked that my nephew had still not eaten and that A was struggling to produce milk and that my nephew was rejecting formula. She asked if I would be okay donating some milk until A could start producing. I told her, of course I would, that my ne that's my nephew and I would be glad to be of use in any way. Plus, it was an emergency. I pumped for an extra session that day and delivered them 10 ounces of fresh milk and 8 bags of frozen to the hospital. On Monday, my brother and A were able to take my nephew home and invited me over to help her with her breast pump. While I was there, my brother said something along the lines of, yeah, thanks for the milk. A hasn't even tried to pump or breastfeed yet, so all the baby has had is your stuff. The hospital had donor milk, but we preferred to have yours. What the fuck? I asked him why they lied to me. If A wasn't stimulating her milk production at all and they had donor milk, why did they so desperately need mine? He again said, we made the executive decision to use yours, and we preferred to have your fresh stuff, and shrugged it off. I went home that night fuming and trying to figure out what to do. I'm not one to lash out in the moment, so it took me a few days to figure out how to approach this. This morning, I went over to the house and took the milk in the chest freezer. I normally keep some formula in my diaper bag just in case, so I gave them the formula and took my milk back. I told my brother that even though I was happy to help during a time of need, I was disappointed that they lied to me and she wasn't even trying to feed her own baby and was strictly relying on my milk. And I do not have the capacity to provide for 2 babies. How are you going over there?
Yeah,
He
a
was
lot
dis
happening.
My brother was disappointed and said my milk was the only way they could provide for their baby. I mean, what the fuck? And they could not afford formula. I reassured him that if A starts breastfeeding or pumping regularly, she may be able to recover her supply. It's only 4 days. After bringing the milk to my dad's house, I recounted what I had and recounted what I had and realized that either my mum or my brother had hid additional milk in the freezer. I originally had over 300 ounces stored and I only had 200 ounces back. There is no way a 4-day-old baby ate 100 ounces of milk. I got a passive-aggressive text from my mum telling me it was cruel to steal milk from my nephew when I'm clearly an oversupplier. No, I'm not, and I'm lucky to even have a little extra. No means am I a fucking milk reserve. She said that I could pump an extra few weeks and that I was depriving my nephew of nutrients that he needs since he was a NICU baby and I should be more understanding. This is bizarre, right? I worked so hard to make that milk. Over 12 hours of pumping is equivalent to what I donated them and what they took. And A just assumed I would just continue to give them more. I am not a wet nurse. Am I the bellend for stealing my breast milk back?
No, you're not banning for stealing. Well, I don't even know how that would be classed as
Is it
stealing.
stealing? She didn't give it to them in the first place.
Yeah, no, not. I don't even know why she needs to ask that question, to be honest. But like,
But obviously, they've done a number on her enough to make her feel bad for taking the milk back.
yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because I Jared never latched, and Delilah never latched. And actually, it's crazy because there's a massive thing around breastfeeding, isn't there? I definitely tried my hardest with Jared, and I can relate. I just said about what she went through with the producing of the milk. We just spoke about it, and you know, and actually, one of the breastfeeding experts in the end just basically turned around and said, "If he's not latched in 8 weeks, I'm not supposed to say this, but ultimately, you know.
Yeah.
He's not going to, and you're only producing this amount of milk, you know, whatever, whatever, whatever. So for me, I don't, and then with the Aptamil baby, my nan used to call Jared the Aptamil baby, as well as Aussie boy, but the Aptamil baby, because, you know, I was wondering this, is the formula given like all of the, you know, your it, breast milk?
Okay. So, so the breast milk is tailored to that baby.
Sure. Right. So, but my question was going to be, I'm no breastfeeding expert. In fact, with Delilah, I said I wouldn't put myself through it. So when she didn't latch, I was just like, you know what? We had gestational diabetes, straight onto the formula, straight away, yeah. Goat's milk it was. But my question is that when it comes to breastfeeding, the baby's getting the nutrients that you're having. So if you're not eating...
If you're not well yourself.
Yeah.
So that's why I could pump so much for my second kid.
Because you was good.
Because my first kid, my first child, he was very, very sickly for the first 8 weeks. He had always had colic. He was very bad. And
reflux and
they
stuff.
Said that my breast milk was no better than water. And that's why they actually tested it and stuff. There was no fats in it. Because right. I was eating like shit.
So and you then, were eating crap food, so that goes into the breast
well,
milk.
Well, just not even eating. Like, I didn't feel hungry. I was really worried about my body shape. Mm. You know, I was really not a great place. But when my second child, because he was in the NICU, I was pumping as much as I could. I was trying to be as healthy as I could. I was eating good fats. I was eating really, really well. I was producing really good quality breast milk.
Right. So then I suppose that answers my question. I mean, I don't know, but... So sometimes if you're not taking care of what you're eating, formula is probably better.
Literally, look, what you put into your body is what's going into your child.
Yeah.
So that's why they say if you're a smoker, if they say that you're
taking
drugs.
Well, obviously, I know you can't drink.
Drink or drugs and things like that. That all goes through into the baby, through the breast milk.
But yeah, so, that situation's just mad. I don't think I'm taking this as in America.
It doesn't say.
It's got to be American story, hasn't it? I mean, the fight over breast milk in the family... Couldn't write it.
Well, someone says here, any grandmother who happily steals nutrition from her infant granddaughter then berates her daughter for not letting her steal more is going to do much, much worse to an older child if allowed near her. Let your mum be that grandma we see once a year in a restaurant. Someone says, I would be livid, go low or no contact with these people. You need time to process this and discuss it with your husband. This is not okay. Take time for yourself and your baby without interference for thieves who stole your baby's milk.
I mean, it sounds, I can't really get my head around it. I suppose because there's no connection for me with breastfeeding is yeah. probably why I'm just like, I don't really see the big deal,
well,
you know. But
somebody says here, I have express pumped for two children for 23 months. The time, energy, and mental toll it takes to pump for a baby is impossible to understand unless you have done it.
Yeah, it's true. The pumping side. Yeah, that's true.
Audacity of anyone. Audacity!
The audacity!
Even family, presuming they have a right to your child's food that you produced, is horrendous and, quite frankly, rage-inducing. I'd go non-contact and then move to low contact.
Oh, they always do this, definitely America. Just get rid of them. Divorce them. Get rid. No contact. Never see them again. Kill them.
This quickly. Okay. Not the bell end. The milk meth did not work out. If their plan was to use OP stash, what were they going to do when it ran out? Considering how fast they were going through it, they had to realize she wasn't producing enough for two babies. Hmm. Was the next step in the plan to demand her stop giving the milk to her own daughter and become a wet nurse for their own baby?
Yeah.
So, yeah, not the bell end.
Yeah, not the bell end. No, of course
so
not.
For them to have the, like, absolute entitlement to her breast milk, like, she has no...
We've done one that's similar to this, haven't we? There was, like, the one... There was something that was similar where it's, like, the sibling... is expected to get everything. It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
But like, I think...
But they need to figure out how to feed their kid. I mean, they reckon they can't afford formula. They've had 9 months to figure that out. You know, well, so what, for 9 months, they're like, we'll just use her stuff.
Is that... That's what we're having. Yeah. But, you know, if, for example, if I was to put myself in this situation, if I was one of them ones that was like, just squirting it out, you know, producing a mass producer.
Yeah.
I would happily give my breast milk away. There'd be no drama. But I think what the situation is here is that she struggles to get the breast milk for her own child, but then is expected to get it for her nephew, and was almost coerced into it because of the NICU status and the fact that they said that he was desperate for it, essentially.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, not that's the thing. The mother rang them and lied. Her mother rang and said they desperately needed it.
She was in it from the get-go, though, wasn't she? She was always wanting that breast milk to belong to her nephew.
I bet she's the one who turned... I bet you the brother's the golden boy, and I bet you any money that she told them it would be fine.
Yeah. So then she was like needed to backtrack the fine. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's getting deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Put money on it.
Yeah. Put breast milk on it.
We need a picture of the family.
Yeah. Oh, well, guys, no use crying over spilt milk.
Yeah.
Or borrowed or stolen in this case.
So, yeah, definitely she is not the bellend. No. And you know what?
Your boobs, your milk.
That brother and sister-in-law, yeah, they suck. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo. They need to grow up and be the parents they're supposed to be. Like, you can't, I mean, she's only 20, but you can't rely on other people to feed your kid. It's your baby, you know.
That goes in life in general, though, really, doesn't it?
Exactly. You've got to figure it out. Like, you can get people to help you. Like, we did a cost of living episode. You can get help. Yeah. But... If they're that broke that they can't afford formula, they should be on some kind of...
That's just a bit of a...
government payment.
Tongue-in-cheek thing to say, isn't it?
Yeah, true. All right, next one.
Okay.
Am I the bell end for being mad that my sister won't pay my dad's nursing home bills?
Right, okay.
Okay. To make this post make sense, my state, America,
yeah,
has a filial responsibility law. Kids are responsible for paying for the nursing home of their parents if they can't themselves.
Is that true?
It doesn't matter if the kids signed anything or whether or not they want to do it. The law says nursing homes can bill the kids for their parents whether the kids agree or not.
What's if the kid's got no money, though?
Figure it out. It doesn't matter if the parent has anything like Medicare or a pension or whatever. These laws in my state have been challenged in court multiple times and are always held up. This is what I'm facing now. My dad had needed to be placed in a nursing home. The nursing home has hit me, my brother, and my sister with the bills, and the bills are a lot. It is not a one-time payment, and it will be ongoing for the rest of Dad's life. My dad and my sister are estranged. When my sister was 15, my parents found out she was gay and kicked her onto the streets. I was 10 and my brother was 11, and this was about 25 years ago. 13 years ago, my brother and I got back in contact with my sister, and we haven't seen each other, but we had a phone call, and now we email and text each other. My brother and I don't have anything against gay people. We don't agree with what my parents did, but we were only 10 and 11, so no one asked us. If my sister had not been kicked out, I'd probably be close with her like I am with my brother, but she's more like a distant cousin now. I do love my sister, and so does my brother. We all tried to get back what things were like when we were kids, but our time was stolen. My brother and I told her we don't hate gay people and we don't agree with our parents putting her on the street. Now, when the nursing home bills came in, my sister used a loophole in the law about my dad kicking her out as a minor to get out of them. The law does not apply in cases like that. That means she is off the hook for these bills.
Right.
But me and my brother are not. We tried getting out of them, hiring lawyers and trying to go to court, but it did not work. There's nothing else we can do and we were stuck with the bills. We tried to move him to another state, but we could not. And it only matters what state my dad lives in, not one me and my brother live in.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Oh, God.
If my sister was a regular person...
What state is this?
Florida, I think.
Okay.
If my sister was a regular person like us, I wouldn't complain, but she isn't. She is a gastroenterological psychologist. Gastroenterological psychologist.
I wonder what that is.
Her salary by itself is more than three times the combined salary of me and my brother.
That makes no difference.
That gastroenterological psychologist is someone who specializes in things like eating disorders, right, gut problems, things like that. Also, a lot of gut problems come down to nervous disorders, like that. The bills for the nursing home are a third of mine and my brother's monthly take-home income. My sister could pay the entire bill and still make $200,000 or more a year. She lives in a lower cost of living state than we do. She doesn't even dispute this. She admitted she could pay the full amount every year without it even hurting her financially. She actually said it would be a drop in the bucket to her, but she won't do it because she hates my dad. I'm not saying that she shouldn't, because I would too, but this means that my brother and I now get screwed over. I get that if it was just her and dad, it would be different, but dad is not dying or anything, and my brother and I could be doomed to pay a third of our salary until we are all in a nursing home ourselves. I don't expect her to do it for dad, but she's screwing over me and my brother, and she doesn't care. She just argues when we try and reason with her and gets mad. My sister is turning 40 this year. Good on her. And I'll be 35 and my brother will be 36. Dad is 62, if this makes a difference. I had lawyers. I tried to fight it. I took the nursing home and my dad to court and lost both times. Too long, didn't read. My rich sister won't pay the forced nursing home bills for our dad, even though she could afford to without breaking a sweat, and it is hurting me and my brother financially. Am I the bell end for getting mad at her over it?
Well, you've even said I would do the same. So yeah, you are. Like, just with that statement alone, I can't blame her because I would do the same. So how can you get mad at her for something that you would do?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, you are a bit of a bell end. But at the same time, this situation's brutal. Like, it's tragic. And to be fair, if that was a law, I would be like, whoa, if that was a law in the UK, for example. But if anything, God forbid, ever happened like that, my dad, I would happily pay it whether I had to struggle or not.
Yeah.
You know, which goes to show the type of relationship that I have with my old man.
But he didn't kick you out when you were a kid.
I was about to say.
15.
But he didn't kick me out. In fact, he supported me wanting to be on my own at that age. Because I was off the year after that working in Frangarolo, I think it was. Yeah, on the Costa del Sol. But at the same time, he's been supportive. But my point is that I am just shocked that that's even a law.
I'll scroll down in a minute.
I was thinking Arkansas or somewhere like that, you know. I was thinking in the deep south.
Someone says here, your sister is correct. Your father did not support his minor child when he was legally responsible to. Everything she has done in her life has been in spite of him, not because of him. She owes him nothing. Sorry you're having to deal with this, but she is blameless here.
I think even the way that she's written that, am I the bell end, she knows that already. Like, she knows that her sister isn't the bell end. This situation's just completely crazy.
Someone says here, information, reading through the comments, I see that your father is flatly refusing to move in order to relieve you of this burden. Why aren't you mad at him?
His bigotry
created the situation with your sister. When the nursing home bills came in, my sister used a loophole in the law about my dad kicking her out as a minor to get out of them. That is not a loophole. It is an intentionally written exception. She spoke to an attorney, and that is what you guys need to do too.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, though, what I wonder is, what if they just don't pay it?
Then they'd probably get taken to court. If it's America, they can take them to court for anything. And then they'll be screwed. They'll be bankrupt.
Change your identity. This is what they always say. Is like, run away, divorce, get rid, leave, bail. Unless they've got a connection to their dad. And of course, they're not willing to do that.
He's 62, so they could be doing this for like 20, 30 years.
Yeah, easy. But like, ultimately, it depends. If you've got no connection with your family or your dad, and you know, move, change your identity. How hard would that be in America? Pretty goddamn easy, I'd say.
This person says, your parents threw her to the streets when she was 15 and she's supposed to step up for him. It's not about you. It's about her giving her money towards someone who wouldn't even care if she died. It doesn't say where they are, what
I'm well
state
interested.
They're in. But yeah, I guess I'm guessing it's got to be like...
It's got to be dense. If anyone knows, can you let us know?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah, it does. It really does not say where they're from. But yeah, so I don't think the sister is a bell end at all.
She's not a bell end.
I mean, he is within his rights to be cross at the situation because it's a shit situation, you know, but I don't think she's got any obligation. He threw her out when she was 15. He didn't want nothing to do with her. She doesn't want nothing to do with them now. Like, the father, at least. Mm. Why should she have to pay for his?
And
just
also,
because she can afford it, doesn't matter.
Didn't they say didn't she say that it's only been recently that they've even gained contact?
13 years ago.
Oh, so that's quite some time.
But still, like...
I want a picture of these and all.
Picture of the family.
I do. Give me the picture.
But yeah, no, I don't believe that she should be on the hook for this at all.
No.
Like, I think it's the worst.
I'm going to look up her job.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's interesting.
Like, it's a really cool sounding job.
Yeah.
Like, gastroenterologist, psychologist.
Yeah.
I think I might need one of those. Got issues and stuff.
No. Well, all right. Let's. I mean, we can agree that there's no standing on the fence here.
No, absolutely not. She is not a bell end. No. But I don't think that he is wrong to be pissed off, but he should be pissed off at his dad. Not at her.
Oh, was it he? I thought it was she.
Or he or she. Or
whoever. It just says one of the siblings. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, not the bell end.
Not the bell end.
I think, in a way, everyone sucks there, but not. I don't. Yeah, I really don't.
I think the law sucks.
The law sucks.
Yeah. I think, basically, the only thing that sucks there is the fact that that's the law. That's ridiculous.
I really don't think she sucks.
No.
I think she's well within her rights to have walked away.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have one more.
Oh, okay. We've got time.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, we have time for this one.
All right.
And I think you might get a bit ragey.
Why? What am I, why?
All right. Okay, this one is, am I the bell end for telling my girlfriend that we're done if she doesn't want another kid in the future? I am 26 with no kids, obviously male. Hmm. My girlfriend is 26 and has an 8-year-old from her previous relationship. Yeah. She was with the guys since they were kids, but when she got pregnant, he dropped the ball. She had it pretty hard during the early years, and it was a huge struggle for her to balance work, school, and her son. She made it work and is now in law school. We have, we've been together for 1 year and 2 months, and I really do love her. However, when we first got together, she did mention she does not see herself having any other children because it is incredibly hard. And she values her time alone when her child is away. And she wants to travel with her son now that he's bigger. Right? I don't blame her. Also, she now that she has a school-age kid and doesn't want to start over with an infant.
Mm.
We were too early for me to complain about it or try and change her mind, and it wasn't brought up again for some time.
Fast forward. Hang on a minute. Yeah,
they've
okay.
been together for a year.
Yeah. So they've been together for a year now.
So he didn't bother having the conversation because
yeah, kind of when you should have done it, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Fast forward to last night, we were watching something and I mentioned that my coworker has just left work to have her 4th child. She said that she couldn't imagine having that many kids. I got a little offended being that my parents had 5. She told me that that's what worked for my parents, but it wouldn't work for her. I asked her why, and she listed the reasons above, and that 4 kids is just excessive. I tried to reason it down to 3 or even 2, but she said she doesn't want any more children but her son. The way I see it, the only reason it was so hard was because of her age when she first had him. My logic is any future children we produce would be secure and she wouldn't be alone or have to struggle. For background, I have 4 siblings while she has 1 sister who lives in another state. She doesn't understand how important siblings are. I told her if she's unwilling to even have 1 child for me in the future, we're done. She said, okay, we're done. And I'm incredibly hurt. This is a hill she is willing to die on. She's super smart, but so hard-headed. No matter what I said all night, she wouldn't hear it or budge her views. I'm hurt because I made the empty threat and she very easily went through with it. I'm not feeling valued at all. I love this woman and the thought of us having an expiration date kills me. I want to marry her and have kids with her, and she's just uninterested. She said I was being a bell end and not taking her experiences into account when I totally am. I acknowledge how hard it was for her, and this is why I think she would have a totally different experience if she ever tried again. She's not 18 anymore and will have me by her side. Mm-hmm. I want her back, but I don't know what to say. She seems very certain when she agreed to the breakup. Please tell me, am I the bell end?
Yeah, I mean, the ship sailed, mate. How old are these guys again?
26.
Yeah. To be fair, perhaps it's just like...
28, and okay. She's 26.
Okay. For me, that's just... He sounds really immature in his mind, in his process of thinking, because I think you can be in a relationship, and you can have a relationship when... You can do it if one person wants to have another kid and the other doesn't.
You have to be on the same page, though. Well, you can't go into something thinking you can change somebody's mind.
No, I'm not saying that. But you can still get through a relationship.
Mm.
And I know this because it's happened to not just myself, but others. I mean, Nathan didn't want a second kid at one stage. Mm-hmm. And then obviously I was like, I did. I always knew that I was probably being more like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember approaching a friend of mine who had also been in a very similar situation to get their advice on it, right? So these things do happen. And actually, when it comes to our second child, it wasn't me who initiated that. It's just what I'd always wanted.
Yeah.
So that is something that can definitely change. However, the way that he's talking mm-hmm. is that...
She's like, no fucking way do I want another kid.
But he also, as well, if the ultimatum was just straight away from him, if you don't have another child with me, then we're done. And her response was okay. Like, okay, cool. I'd say that she'd already checked out, mate.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know. I mean,
I have to say, yeah. Now, this guy was ripped to fucking shreds. Ripped to shreds, okay? You're the bell end. Jesus, if someone doesn't want kids, you can't make them.
It's
the
true.
The sibling thing is not an argument at the moment. You are looking at a 10-year gap and very rare to get a sibling relationship with that kind of gap. As well, you say,
say that again. That's, I mean, I definitely.
By the time they have
that.
Another baby, it'll be a 10-year gap.
I wouldn't say that they wouldn't have a connection just because of the age gap of the siblings. But yeah, well, it would be different.
So there's 7 years between my kids and yours.
Yeah.
Eventually, the older child will age out of wanting to be around their little sibling all the time.
All the time, and they may, but that, you know, that it's the same as they won't want to be around us as their parents all the time. But they're still going to have a connection, and they're still going to come back to each other when they're older, you know.
So this one, so this person continues to say, as you say, this is her hill to die on. You have to decide what to do with that. She's not changing her mind anytime soon. Do not make empty threats, as it comes off as super manipulative.
Yeah, you're the bell end for making that empty threat. Look what you've got. Yeah,
you're the bell end for knowing she did not want more kids, and you assume she would just change her mind. If you hadn't been aware, there would be no bell ends in this situation. But the fact that it seems like you thought you'd be able to pressure her is a very bad look, my dear.
Yeah.
There's also the fact you seem to assuming that her pregnancy was bad or rough because of her age, rather than asking her if she had health issues or if it was really hard on her. Being pregnant is not easy, and it's super possible she was in a lot of pain and discomfort the first time round, and she is not interested in doing that again.
And you know what? There could be some truth in, it doesn't really matter if she doesn't want children or not, but, you know, if you have a really rough pregnancy or whatever, there could be lots of reasons. I know that mine was fairly traumatic with Jared, which does make you think, oh my gosh, how could I go through that again? And you would, as a woman, have that them thoughts. But ultimately, this is just about...
He wants kids. He wants children.
He wants to have the children with him. And I guess that I do think he's a bell end for his men... for his mental state of how he's gone about this, but at the same time they're just not compatible, and so the empty threat has put them in a position where they shouldn't be together, and then there doesn't even need to be this conversation of whether or not she wants another child or he does. It's just done.
Okay, so I have a personal experience with this. So basically, obviously I'm coming to the end of my childbearing years,
yeah,
as you would say. So I'm
well, the risks get better.
The risks get worse. So basically when my eldest child was born, I almost had a stroke because when I was pushing, they put a spinal block in and I was trying to push.
That's like an epidural, right?
Yeah. But it was more. So it was more from my chest down rather than my bottom down. And they were telling me to push, but I didn't know how to push. No one had coached me, nothing. Yeah, and so I was pushing into my face rather than, you know, when you like get really frustrated, you're like, into your head, like, you know.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Like you're trying to have a poop, pushing like your...
In your head. Yeah.
Just like in your head. So basically I burst all the blood vessels in my eyes.
Oh, okay.
So I looked like a demon, like a legit demon for about 6 weeks while the bruising went down.
Didn't even know you could do that.
So they said I was very lucky not to have a stroke.
Right.
And then also the actual process of the birth was very traumatic. They put the belt on to monitor the baby's heartbeat, and they had that too tight, so he couldn't get down into the birthing canal, so he was stuck. So they nearly lost both of us that day. And then when I had Harry... Obviously, my placenta failed and he had to be delivered early.
Yeah, you had two pretty traumatic experiences.
It was pretty traumatic. And I've had the conversation with my new partner that perhaps he might want children before I go ahead and get myself fixed up to the point where I can't have them anymore. So there's a couple of things that my doctor wants to do, because I do suffer from menorrhagia, and you can Google that. I'm not going to explain what it is. And then, so basically, I've spoken to my partner and I said, look, is there a chance that you would want children in the next couple of years? Because I can get myself healthy to the point where we could try again. We could try, not again, but we could try. And I'm open to that because he's 48. He doesn't have children of his own. His reasoning is he's too old now because he doesn't want to be a 60-year-old dad with a 12-year-old
Yeah, I
or a
understand that.
10-year-old. And also, he got quite upset. And I was asking him, well, what's the problem? And he just turned around and he said, look, because of your history of having traumatic births, I would rather not have any children than risk losing you. And I started to get quite upset and I cried
That
because
made you emotional.
it made me really emotional because he would rather give up having the heir. He doesn't have any children, it's just him and his dad. But he would rather give that up because he doesn't want anything to happen to me. Do you know what I mean? And this is completely opposite to this douchebag, you know. So the OP responded to what they said about the being pregnant isn't easy and it's super possible. She was in a lot of pain and discomfort. OP responds, Jesus Christ, I am a fucking bell end. She has a condition, which I don't remember what it's called, but during her pregnancy, she used to have mini strokes that would make her face and hands go completely numb.
There you go.
I think that's Bell's palsy, isn't it?
I have no
I
idea.
didn't even think about that. Thank you for your judgment. I know she doesn't want me back, but I'm going to profusely apologize anyway. The other comments have said this, and I'm putting value over a baby that isn't real over her own life. So there is an update.
Oh,
He
that's
said,
unusual.
yes. He says, it's been 3 weeks since my post and my breakup. It took almost that full time to let it sink in what I've really done. I self-wallowed for some time and attempted to guilt trip her and get my siblings to talk to her for me, and that was a massive mistake. She called and ripped me a new one, worse than you guys did. She told me that she was thrilled we're not together and that I'm manipulative and disgusting. I think she had checked out prior.
Yeah, she definitely checked out.
That left me very shocked, and I had to review my behavior over the time that we had been together. I overthink my life, and I've always had an idea that with enough perseverance, anybody's mind can be changed. I didn't know where I got this from, and I guess I thought it was a sign of being a strong man. Like taking what you want from life, even when chances are slim. It's stupid because it is. I reread my post just now and cringed the whole way through.
Oh, he's had growth. So these pages are good. Oh, they do sometimes have
Sometimes.
growth.
Even the language I use shows that she was right and I'm manipulative. She's
Yeah.
a human and I did not treat her with respect. I played with our relationship to get her to change her mind about something very important to her and I deserve what happened. I also realized that our
Yeah.
views on the relationship were a little different. She had never brought up marriage or anything, while it had always crossed my mind daily because I was so enamored with her. I probably looked insane by going on about having three children and it sounds so stupid to me right now. Among the things she said on the phone, one was that she found my lack of respect for her body and choices appalling. I wasn't asking her to be forgiven, but I wanted to express how much her and her son meant to me. And as dumped people tend to do, I didn't even give a shit about what I was bitching about in the first place. I miss going to the park with her and her son. Those days were nice and calm, and I didn't appreciate them at the time. I let some fictional children and my bad habits ruin something really good. I have a lot of self-reflecting to do, and whilst I'm sad, I know that now that her dumping me was really for the best. Thank you guys for being honest.
Oh, do you know what? Out of all the Am I the Bell Ends, I've actually liked the fact that he's had some really good, like, personal growth there.
Yeah.
And this is what some women do tend to do for boys and boys for women, you know. They go through one relationship to become a better person and then they can do better in the next relationship. And it sounds like the next relationship that he goes into with the development has made him not a bell end anymore. So he's no longer a bell end. So we have a bell end to a non-bell end. How lovely.
I still think he's a bell end.
I think that he was a bell end and then he's realized that he was a bell end and
And you
so
know
now he's
what?
unbell ending himself.
Good on
No,
her for sticking up for
of
herself.
course, 100%.
Someone says, as a rule of thumb, if you're throwing around ultimatums in a relationship, you're probably past the point of non-return anyway.
Well, she'd already checked out. We've established that.
Basically, like, it is perfectly acceptable to break up with people who want different things in life. But man, trying to argue someone into submitting is a bell end move even without
Yeah.
involving
And
pregnancy.
he's recognized that.
Yes, I would think he was a bell end for acting like this over vacation plans. And then he forgot she was super high risk if she got pregnant again. I hope he's really learned from this.
I think he has. Sounds like you have.
Yeah.
Good for you, woman, for like, you know, standing your ground and being like, you know, checking. Well, she'd obviously checked out. She was looking for an excuse. That's quite obvious.
But part of me is very skeptical, and part of me thinks,
why?
He's only remorseful because he fucked around and found out. He was like, I'm going to dump, we're done if you won't have children for me. And she was like, okay. And he didn't think, aww, you know, and I don't know, maybe he's only remorseful because he got caught out on it.
I don't know. But I think I like to give him the benefit of the doubt.
We'll give him the benefit of doubt on this one. But yeah, it's part of me does think he's a bit still, he's still a bellend. He like,
for maybe he's still got growth.
Yeah. Not all growth is good.
Oh, like, I don't know. You know.
Lumps on things. Yeah. Oh, God. I think he's a bell end, but I don't know if he can undo the fact that even though he's had some personal growth,
yeah,
I don't know.
No, I'm not saying that he wasn't a bell end for like his actions for what the original post was. I was just alight to the fact that there was there seemed, I can only go by what we're obviously going with, it seemed to me that he'd had some growth. And I suppose, you know, the frontal lobe cortex of the brain doesn't actually develop fully for men until they're 28. So he's still around learning.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I have had many relationships where I can point back to the fact that the decisions and things that happened with the partners that I was with was more than likely the fact that their brain hadn't developed, and that women's brains actually don't fully develop until 25.
See, so, we had... our first child, I was 28. Before my 29th birthday, I had him.
Yeah.
And then Harry, I was just before I turned 35.
Yeah, I was 30. I think I just was 30. I think I was turning 31 or 30.
Yeah, it was 36, sorry. Harry was
36.
I was
36. In my 30s with Jared
yeah.
and my late 30s with Delilah. So I was 38 with Delilah and I think 31 with Jared. But the thing is, though, I've said in a previous episode as well, don't forget, I've only started adulting quite recently, so I'm not really one to judge anyone. Yeah, and I just like that growth, regardless of whether or not, for me, if he was doing it just to get sympathy. But I found it to be quite genuine, right. And I can relate, because I'm only just starting to grow up, and I'm 40.
We'll give him that then. We'll give him that. But like, yeah, I think at the beginning of that post, without the update.
Yeah, without the update, for sure. Balance, for sure. Biggest, but also balance. Very immature.
Very immature. All right. Thank you so much, guys.
That was this
special episode of Am I the Bellend? I hope you enjoyed it. We will be having a couple more, and hopefully you will enjoy those too.
Like and subscribe to keep Coffee with Kathy and Claire alive.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, guys. You can find us on all the socials, including Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Just search for Coffee with Kathy and Claire and make sure that you follow and subscribe.
Love you all.
Bye.